You need somebody to tell you, hey, your scoreboard is off. Mm-hmm. You're the only score you're using is subscribers. The mm-hmm. only score you're using is followers. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're winning in an area where you have thousands of people that don't know you clapping while two people that live with you roll their eyes.
Come on.
That's a successful failure. That's my greatest fear in life. My greatest fear in life is that the whole world will clap for me and my wife and my kid, and I'm eventually have a son. So, right, my daughter, like that they could look, and while other people are clapping, they don't even want to go to a celebration for me. That's a successful failure. To win to people who know me the least and not be celebrated by those who know me the most. Which means you can pretend out there. You can mm-hmm. put filters. I got editors, I got staff, I got people. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to that, it ain't no filter, which means mm-hmm. they got to see something in me that is worth following, mm-hmm. that inspires them and says, like, I remember seeing Charity talk about me at something and she started tearing up. It wasn't the tears. It's the fact that to impact a person who sees you every day and you've made mistakes. Like, I've made mistakes in that area because I had to grow. I was emotionally illiterate, where I couldn't read my own emotions. I was emotionally unhealthy, emotionally incompetent. I had no competence and skills on how to navigate what was my emotion, what was my feeling, no words for that. But I say that to say, that's growth, because in that area, I had to sit under the criticism and the scrutiny of hearing somebody that loves you. And here's what happens as a man. When the person you love is giving you coaching, it sometimes feels like criticism because mm-hmm. you prefer celebration.
Yeah.
And if you seclude yourself away from that, you unplug yourself from an area of growth.
Hello?
It's like a phone that's on 10% and you unplug from the charger. So to plug into that actually accelerates your growth to say, hey, why are you using your silence as a weapon, not speaking to me instead of talking about how you feel? Mm. Hey, why are you using your truth as a weapon to bring up old truth in a moment that it is in a moment to be able to use that to harm me, right? So it's like finding all them ways of growth emotionally, mentally. This is the greatest thing she said to me. I was speaking somewhere and she said, you have gotten so much better as a speaker because you've gotten better as a person.
Come on.
I said, well, go. Like that was that moment for me that's like, oh, you can see the growth. And it starts showing up in a bunch of areas, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. Our business last year, it's done well, but I'm talking exploded. But I realized it was when I got aligned spiritually, emotionally, relationally. That alignment showed up financially too.
I have personally seen your growth and I just want to commend you because I actually just really agree with Charity. Like when you grow as a person, it ultimately enhances everything else. And that emotional growth and maturity for a man, I feel like, is super important to lead your family, because sometimes I feel like men can get so wrapped up in building their businesses and building wealth and wanting to provide. Like as men, I think we talk about provision, right? But the provision is emotionally as well when it comes to a woman and offering a safe place and a safe space for her. The safety of being able to just talk to your husband and truly feel seen, yep, or contribute to the children and not make it seem like it's just like this side thing. It's like, no, like I am taking this off your plate so that you can be great.
Yeah.
And that woman is contributing everything to your greatness, because I feel like men sometimes don't necessarily see that. You know what I'm saying? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, on Hardly Initiated, we talk a lot about leveling up financially, mentally, and spiritually. But there is a reality that we have to face. Financial stress can affect us way more than we realize. It's not just about what's in your bank account. It's about the toll that money worries can take on your mental health and your relationship. In fact, at the start of 2026, roughly 88% of Americans reported feeling some form of financial stress. It brings on anxiety, it disrupts your sleep, and for many couples, is one of the leading sources of conflict. I've realized that struggling with money or feeling overwhelmed by it doesn't mean that you failed. Sometimes it's about the beliefs we grew up with or just trying to figure it all out on our own. It's something important to remember that therapy isn't for financial advice. It's for managing stress, shame, or anxiety that comes with those financial hurdles. It helps you unpack your relationship with money and build healthier coping strategies so you don't feel alone in the process. What I appreciate about BetterHelp is that they make the process of finding support simple. They have over 30,000 therapists who are fully licensed in the United States and follow a strict code of conduct. When you sign up, you'll fill out a short questionnaire, and their therapist match commitment means that they do the work to find the right fit for your specific needs and goals. They've served over 6 million people globally, and if you ever feel like your match isn't quite right, you could switch to a different therapist at any time. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up now and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/heartlyinitiated. That's betterhelp.com/heartlyinitiated.
A lot of men don't see how their woman is so valuable and takes so many things off of their plate so that they can be who they are.
Yeah. It takes a while. Like, I don't know about nobody else. I can only talk about me. That's why I don't give no relationship advice. Like, I'm sitting here trying to learn every day.
Can I shout out that you want to learn?
Oh, 100%.
Because some men are stuck in a place of narcissism where they don't even allow room for that growth.
Oh, nah. Like, it's too much to learn. You got to think, we wasn't given an answer key, right? So you lock into the highest level of commitment with no education. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, we normally only take that scripture and make it about spirituality. No, my people are destroyed. What is that? The economic stat that makes divorce at an alarming rate, because people go into relationships uneducated about themselves, uneducated about their partner, uneducated about marriage. Well, if all of us are in essence dating dumb, all of us, me included, dating dumb, meaning to not know, or ignorant to not know. So if I don't know me, I don't know my emotions, I don't know you, I don't know marriage, well, who's gonna lead us? Mm-hmm. So it's my ongoing trying to understand and trying to learn. You said something. I used to say stuff like, well, I provide, right? So we're in a situation where thank God I'm blessed to where my wife is able to take care of our home, take care of our daughter. She doesn't have to work because our businesses have done well. Well, with that, you forget that sometimes, and it doesn't give you an excuse to not be present. And here's what happens. You end up bragging about providing, mm-hmm. and you start, in essence, paying bills. I'm not talking about bills of the house. I'm talking about paying emotional bills she don't need paid.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
You end up paying emotional bills she don't need paid. For instance, I remember talking about, I'm a watch guy, so I love watches. Man, I'm gonna buy you a Rolex. I don't want a Rolex. What do you want? I just want to spend time with you and go on a trip. You end up making money the thing. And for her, money isn't important at all. Mm-hmm. When I say she ain't big on shopping, none of that, what she want, which I should be proud of, is time with me. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, Marcus, you keep trying to pay bills she don't need paid. Mm-hmm. She don't need that bill paid of external validation, celebration, gifts, material items. Mm-hmm. You keep trying to pay, when you, instead of love language, we call it like love deposits. If you keep depositing into an account that she don't need you to deposit in.
And you withdrawing from the
ones that she
needs.
And now you're mad that she won't respond to you celebratory and clapping about you giving her something she don't want. Stop paying bills she don't need paid.
That's a good one. Unfortunately, I got the opposite.
Oh, I see it on her wrist. Hey, I see it.
But let's not take into account. Let's not forget what I put on his wrist.
Okay.
Okay. It's mutual.
To that point,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
You make money, right? So to that point, the fact that you make your own money, which means that ain't the highest value for you. So for a person to believe the only thing that you would need is money is to pay a bill you don't need paid. All of us got a different bill. Now, flip side, Charity used to always, babe, I'm gonna be there when you speak. I love being there when you speak. That's not a bill I need paid. And I would tell her, the thing that matters most to me is when I get off stage and go home, you have any energy. So don't get up at 6 a.m. with me and be gone all day and then be tired when I'm done, because that's not a bill I need paid is you sitting there watching me speak. Hmm. The bill I need paid is when I get off.
Knowing and listening to your partner.